Matthew 26:36. Then comes Yahshua with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he says to his disciples, "Sit here while I go yonder and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and severe troubled. Then says he to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Remain you here and watch with me." And he went forward a little and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he comes to the disciples and finds them sleeping and says to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away except I drink it, your will be done." And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy. What a sad commentary of Yahshua's disciples. They fell asleep at the time when he needed them to pray and support him the most. Truly, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must learn from this lesson and overcome the weakness of the flesh through the strength of Yahweh's Holy Spirit. The title of the sermonette this morning is Turning Weakness into Strength. Again, just to look at this passage, this is one that is very moving and one, of course, that we don't consider enough. Yahshua going to the garden, his final prayers being said before he began his passion, his sacrifice, his suffering, before he was taken. And if you read on, you see how that they came for him right after this, as Judah Iscariot gave him the betrayal kiss, and he was taken away to be put to death. That put into motion a series of events that led to the death of our Savior and ultimately to his resurrection. The disciples, of course, were like you and I. They were in the flesh. They were people who were just people. And we understand that due to the flesh, that many times weaknesses of the flesh appear. And Yahweh has a way of turning weakness into strength. And that's a lesson that we can learn even from looking at this passage. Those who are motivated by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh and put forth the extra effort will grow spiritually stronger when their flesh is put to the test. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll look at some of the words of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul probably did more than any single person, of course, other than our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. He did more to promote the good news than anybody else. And you can read in his letters, especially in the epistles to Corinthians, of how he sacrificed, how he was beaten on many occasions, and the things which he went through. And all that he went through gladly for Yahshua. He always had a good attitude. But we find here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, as he mentions something remarkable, because at the beginning of this passage, he speaks of one who he's speaking of himself, who heard things, as it says in verse 4, how that he was caught up to paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. The context shows that undoubtedly Paul probably heard or was given the same revelation that was given to John the Apostle. But in the case of the Apostle Paul, he was told not to write it down. Truly, he was a very spiritual man. He was a man who loved Yahweh. He was a man who served Yahweh. He was a man who continually labored without even becoming weak and slow, he speedily worshipped Yahweh and served him. If we drop down here to verse 7, it says, "And by reason of the exceeding greatness of the revelations, that I should not be exalted over much, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, that I should not be exalted over much." Now, there's some question among the commentators of what it actually means, this thorn in the flesh. Whether it was a physical affliction, whether it was individuals, as this can also be construed either way, that beset him and were causing problems for him. In any event, the Apostle Paul was suffering from a weakness which he had. something which beset him, and it was not the result of sin. It was. I want to make that clear, because the Apostle Paul was a very righteous man. In verse 8, concerning this thing I besought Yahweh three times, that it should depart from me. And he said, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weakness, that the power of the Messiah may rest on me. Therefore I take pleasure in weakness, in injuries, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for the Messiah's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And of course, that would, of course, summarize what this whole passage is about. For when I am weak, then I am strong.